Tomorrow, if all goes well, NASA's Artemis 1 will finally lift off. Destination? The moon. Monday's launch was canceled over safety concerns. NASA's Brian Smith told us why earlier this week.
We actually were trying to chill down the engines before launch so they're not shocked with the initial ignition of the rockets. And one of those engines just wasn't getting the right temperature. And so we decided, to step back.
Brendan Byrne is WMFE space reporter in Orlando, and he's planning to be at the launch. Hi there.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. It is time for take two, or take off two. same excitement level as there was Monday, or is it dampened?
I think there's actually more excitement. Monday's launch, we saw people were camping out the night before the launch. Hotels were sold out. Hundreds of thousands of people came here. But with this launch attempt being on a Saturday, we're expecting a lot more people to take some time out of their day to try and get a good spot along Florida Space Coast and watch this thing launch. I know we're seeing people have already started camping out even at last night ahead of the launch to make sure they have that good spot. So excitement is building. We're ready.
So NASA's Brian Smith told us that Monday's cancellation wasn't out of the ordinary. That's something that can happen. So has that issue been resolved?
Yeah, so mission managers think they have a workaround for that issue. So as we heard, there was an issue with chilling down these engines, right? The propellant that they use, liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen, goes into the engine. It's stored very, very cold, minus hundreds of degrees Fahrenheit. So you don't want to hit the engine with that right away or you risk damaging it. So what they actually do is they start cooling those engines down by running this liquid hydrogen through the engines to get it down to that temperature, something like negative 400 degrees. And they weren't getting there, or at least they didn't see that one of the engines, engine three, was getting there. And mission managers last night said, this was an issue with a sensor. We don't think it's an issue with the engine or the procedure of cooling it down. So they've got to work around. They're going to look at data elsewhere. And they're also, just to be safe, they're going to start cooling down those engines a little bit earlier just to make sure they get down to the right temperatures. And hopefully weather will cooperate and everything is go for launch.
So part of the goal is to eventually get astronauts back on the moon. That hasn't happened in more than 50 years. Why is this important to NASA? Why do we need humans back on the moon?
So the argument is, if you want to go elsewhere in our solar system to places like Mars, then we need to be on the moon first. And the plan is to establish a permanent presence on the lunar surface with astronauts and then also with a space station in orbit called Gateway. And the reason you want to do that is scientists are pretty sure there is water under the surface of the moon. And if you can get to that water and extract that water, you can use it for life support. You can breathe that oxygen that's there when you separate it from the hydrogen and the oxygen. You can also use it as fuel. So NASA wants to turn the moon into this kind of lunar gas station where you would stop first, fuel up your rocket, and then go elsewhere. So in order to do that, we have to go back. And we're going to a much different place than we did in the Apollo days. Apollo went to the equatorial regions. The Artemis missions are going to go to the south pole of the moon, where we think that this water is densely packed underneath the surface that we can extract for fuel to take us to Mars.
So this is an unmanned mission. No human will be on board. What will be on board?
So there's going to be some mannequins on board, and these mannequins will measure kind of the stresses that the Artemis astronauts may face when they go to the moon, including looking at the radiation they're exposed to. When you're in deep space, you get bombarded by radiation. So there's going to be two sets of mannequins that will look at the radiation exposure and then at this kind of radiation vest as a way to mitigate that exposure to this harmful radiation. And even more importantly is on the Orion spacecraft, there's going to be a heat shield. And this is what's going to keep the astronauts safe when they come smacking back into the atmosphere, with all of these excessive temperatures that need to keep them safe in the capsule. So this is the first time NASA is going to be testing the heat shield of the Orion space capsule on its way back to Earth, which is vitally important for future astronauts.
We have less than a minute here, Brendan, but what comes after this? If this is step one, what's step two?
Yeah, this is the Pathfinder, right? We're going to make all of those critical tests of the Orion space capsule. The next mission, Artemis 2, which could launch in the next few years, will take astronauts on an orbit around the moon and back. And then finally, Artemis 3 will actually take astronauts to the moon. It'll rendezvous with a lander in lunar orbit. And those astronauts will step foot on the surface the first time in some 50 years on that third mission, which could, if all goes well, happen by 2025.
WMFE space reporter Brendan Byrne, thank you so much. And enjoy the launch tomorrow.
Will do. Here's hoping it's go.